Let's see. If you're taking a child to a dentist and he's afraid, the dentist might say, "Don't be afraid. I what?"
Take a child to the dentist and he said, "Don't be afraid. I what?" I want him to say, "I ain't gonna hurt you. Don't be afraid."
If you're having an argument with somebody and you wanted to ask him if he didn't think you were right about this, you would say, "Well, I'm right." What?
I had an argument with somebody.
Yeah.
And they said I wasn't right.
Yeah. And you said, and you wanted to talk to him about it, and you said, "Well."
I said, "Yes, I think I'm right. And don't you think so?" That's what I said. About right. I said, "About right." I said, "Yeah, I'm right. Don't you think so?" And I said, "I'm right and you wrong."
Okay, if someone thank you for a ride into town, you might say, "Don't mention it. We going in that way anyway."
Yeah, don't mention it. I was going that way anyway.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. If you were talking about the old days when everything was better than it is now, you might lean back and say, "What?
Oh, the thing was better. Ooh, yes, the thing was better way back out in here than now. I can lean back and sit there."
You might say those good old days.
Yeah, them was good old days back out. Ain't no good old days now.
What do you call these days? What do you call these days? Bad days?
I call them bad to me. I don't know what the other folks call them, but it's damn any time, I guess.
Okay. If somebody asks you, "Was that you I saw in town yesterday?" you might say, "No, it..."
Yeah, if it wasn't me, I sure said no. Because I hardly ever go to town.
You just tell them no?
Yeah, I said no.
What else would you put besides that? You know, you tell them no?
Yeah,
blame me.
I said, "No, it wasn't me because I didn't go to town." That's what I said. Okay.
Let's see, what might you wear over your dress in the kitchen?
Apron.
Okay.
But I don't wear aprons.
You don't?
No. Mm-hmm. Too stout. I don't have aprons.
Let's see, to sign your name in ink, you use a what?
Huh?
To sign your name in ink, you use a what?
Sign your name in ink?
Yeah. What would you use to sign it?
A pen.
Okay. What do you put on when you go outside in the wintertime?
Well, most of the time I put on a sweater.
You put on one of those things right there?
Yeah, sometimes I put on a coat, but not often. Because I'm not real cold nature.
Okay.
And tell the truth, I ain't got nothing to put on since I got burned up, and I don't burn out.
Okay. So if you saw my jacket or something over there and you looked at it and you saw the button, you said, "That jacket has fancy buttons," what?
Mm.
If you saw the jacket and you said, "That jacket has fancy buttons," what?
No, I said, "That jacket should have got fancy buttons," what?
On it or what?
I said, "It's got fancy buttons on it."
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sometimes between your coat and shirt you wear what?
So what?
Sometimes between your coat and your shirt, you wear what?
A sweater.
Okay. You call it anything else?
No. Some people wear t-shirts.
Okay. And well, the t-shirt goes about the shirt, but I'm talking about between the shirt and your coat. You know?
Oh, some people wear sweaters, some wear vests. But folks don't wear vests as much now. That was old time. Nobody wear vests as much now.
A little bit.
They wear sweaters.